You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on Burnaby, which is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish speaking peoples. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app from the App or Google Play Store. Keep up to date on all our social media at CJSF Radio, or learn more by visiting the website at cjsf.ca. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I am Rebecca, and welcome back to my open mic session. For those of you who do not know me, I am the public affairs intern here at CJSF 90.1 FM from the UK. And have been featuring on Intravenous and my open mic, which started last week. So last week we heard quite an extensive selection of Canadian and British indie rock music, all of which I've been listening to from back home and stuff I got introduced to here. And this week I thought we could hear more of a mix of genres between still British and Canadian. I've sort of curated a nice little blend of alternative rock, indie pop, a mix of upbeat songs and some slow songs. They all kind of have some interesting titles and album names. Very sort of seem a bit sad, but there are some upbeat songs in there. I also thought it would be interesting just to chat a bit about what's happening currently in England, since it's where I'm from, particularly in regard to politics, because we had a general election this year which saw a massive change in government for the first time in, I think it was, 15 years. And I specifically want to sort of touch upon the history in regard to immigration within the UK. It has been a significant focus of a lot of news articles at the moment, particularly with sort of looking at institutional racism that have been sort of ongoing for many years, but it's very specific in history at the moment, and like with news because of Brexit in 2016 as well. I'm also going to briefly touch upon the rise in far-right populism within Europe, but I don't think I'll have too much time to go into that, so I'm saving the majority of that for my open mic next week, so you can definitely tune back in. But before we get into this, I'd say rather heavy topic, I'm going to share with you guys two songs that I really love from back home. The first one being by Oasis, which I thought was quite fitting since they are reuniting again for the first time since 2009 because of what I would say is one of the most well-known feuds in music, between the brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher. They are a very iconic British rock band. They formed in Manchester in 1991, heavily influenced by the Beatles, and they became like a huge global success, particularly in the indie rock genre. And I'm sure you guys probably all know their song Wonderwall, which is their probably arguably most famous song. But the song I'm going to play for you all is Live Forever from their 1994 album Definitely Maybe. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in girls, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain? in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things I'll never see.
was going on outside. Like every truth they fight to stop it going live. We wonder why the TV shows are suicide. We don't know what's real anymore.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And that song that you just heard is called Horror by The Hunna, which are a popular indie rock band based around Northwest London. That was off their 2021 album, I'd Rather Let You Die Than Let You In. And last week we heard from their 2018 album, Dare, which I would argue is their better album, but still a great song. So now we'll go probably into starting to talk a bit about the history of immigration in the UK. So I thought it was sort of a relevant topic to discuss with the upcoming provincial election in British Columbia, particularly with the announcement that the opposition party, BC United, formerly BC Liberal, has decided to withdraw and to endorse BC Conservatives. And I thought maybe introducing, or if you already know, sort of the situation in England in particular, with our most recent general election, and the situation we've sort of found ourselves in with a rise in anti-immigration sentiment, not just in the UK, but it's being seen sort of all over Europe now. So to offer a bit of context towards the situation, I'm going to give a brief history of what some events in history that are considered to be really significant towards immigration. So we're going to start off with the Windrush generation, which is argued to be one of the first significant events occurring in the aftermath of World War II around about 1948, but is relevant again in 2018. So the Windrush is about, you're looking at post-war Britain, where huge investments were being made in rebuilding the infrastructure, so the buildings, staffing up healthcare system, the NHS, building transport systems, sort of getting the country back to where it was pre-war. And that created a huge amount of employment opportunities for people, so much so that
there weren't enough people in the UK to fill up all of these employment opportunities. So that led to people from all over the Commonwealth traveling over to move and work in the United Kingdom to help with the manual labor and to rebuild all of this infrastructure. So you're seeing hundreds of thousands of migrants from the likes of the Caribbean, India, Pakistan, and various parts of Africa, just to name a few. And part of them coming over and being part of the Commonwealth was that they weren't required to have a visa. So they were classed as citizens of the United Kingdom and colonies. They automatically had the right to work and reside in the UK without having to have formal documentation. So with these migrants helping to rebuild post-war Britain, there was obviously a rise in the BAME population, which is the Black, Asian, and minority ethnic groups. And with the white British population seeing this rise in the BAME population of the UK, they weren't happy with it. So this led to a lot of rioting that was seen across the 50s and 60s, and it has been classed as some of the worst cases of race-targeting rioting that Britain ever has seen or saw. And it led to, later on, migrants being deported, despite them having this right to work as coming from Commonwealth countries. The government never kept the records of them. So this led to a lot of them being treated poorly and being deported because of lack of documentation. And we saw this in 2018 when the Prime Minister at the time, Theresa May, issued a public apology for this, because you're seeing generations of people that were maybe came over as part of the Windrush generation, had kids over here, potentially being threatened with being deported because of their lack of the government's responsibility in making sure that they were properly documented. So this is sort of the first kind of experience with immigration that was quite significant for Britain. We then move on to the Hungarian Revolution, which had the aftermath of it is sort of what leads into British immigration history. So again, we're looking at about the time period of just post-World War II. You're seeing huge changes in Eastern and Central Europe across the 40s and 50s, with the Soviet Union having installed communist regimes in multiple places. And those regimes were seen to be very unpopular, to put it mildly, with the residents of these countries. So you're looking at hundreds of thousands of refugees fleeing west towards Britain. And this mass movement of individuals was a... people saw it as it's just the aftermath of the World War, but it was actually later on seen to be more of a symptom of the new Cold War, which was confirmed with the Hungarian Revolution in 1956, which saw Soviet tanks driving into Budapest to put a stop to this sort of increasing uprising. And that, as a consequence, had, I think it was about nearly 200,000 Hungarians fleeing the country. And I think the statistic is that Britain took in about 30,000. And that sort of set a tone for coming decades, with Britain accepting and integrating people fleeing from their countries into society. This was sort of like the first thing where we are, where the UK is seen as taking people in that are in places of conflict and helping them. So that's sort of like the beginning parts of immigration history in the UK. We're going to take a little break before we jump a bit ahead from there into the 1970s, where you're looking at some more legislative change. We look ahead a bit at the Immigration Act, and then after that we'll look a bit about the UK entering the EU and the EU expanding, more modern history, you could argue. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to have a set of British music. We have, starting us off, a single from the band Corella, which is a Manchester band formed in 2016, I believe. And this is off of their latest album, Once Upon a Weekend, released in May of this year. I have only just started listening to this album. I have been more of a fan of their earlier stuff in 2019. I would strongly recommend their singles Bloom and Come Around. But here is the single Hometown by Corella.
2D. To the lighthouse, drive with the lights out. Sit by the water, someone to talk to openly. Oh, how I miss it, and all these things they used to.
I got misled, mistook the sky. Anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you up drunk, but I got some lies to tell. She hates her work but loves to flirt. It's a shame she don't work with me. She gets uptight, don't like when I'm gone, but she won't let on to me. I said, I'm only looking out for you. anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you all drunk, but I got some lies to tell.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And just a recap for anyone that has just tuned in, we were just talking about the first sort of significant events in immigration in England, discussing the Windrush generation and the Hungarian Revolution, sort of looking between 1940s and 1950s post-war. And the songs that you just heard, the first one was the single Hometown by the Manchester band Corella, off their latest album Once Upon a Weekend, released in May of this year. And that second song is Homesick, off the debut album The Balcony from the Welsh band Catfish and the Bottlemen. That was one, I think, of their very first singles released, and they are one of my very favourite artists. But now that we are back, let's jump into sort of what came along next in the immigration history of the UK. We are looking more now at the 1970s. So there was, well, starting from like the 50s, you're having, as a consequence of the Hungarian Revolution and the Windrush generation, these racial tensions skyrocketing in post-war England, particularly Notting Hill and Nottingham riots. There's some very significant rioting that happened in England. And there is also a speech that is sort of related with immigration history in the UK by a conservative politician at the time. I believe his name was Enoch Powell, but I could be wrong. And it was a very anti-immigration speech. Has become known as the Rivers of Blood speech. And this then resulted in the government cracking down on racial discrimination, and alongside that, introducing new legislation and laws to limit immigration, with the Immigration Act 1971 being a particularly notable piece of law. It decreed that Commonwealth immigrants no longer had any more rights than the immigrants coming from outside of the Commonwealth into the UK. And as I said before, we would come back to the Windrush generation because it sort of was an ongoing scandal type of thing. And this piece of legislation in the 1970s was very significant to them, because this took away their right to be in the UK that was previously given when they were helping rebuild post-war Britain.